Alaskans ejected 5 incumbents from the House in yesterday's primary, and they also rejected 2 House members who tried to move up to the Senate. But not many Alaskans showed up to vote. It was the lowest turnout for a primary in state history. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports on what the results mean for the legislature.
3 Republican incumbents and 2 Democrats who caucus with the Republicans trailed their opponents in a primary that drew only 15% of voters, not counting outstanding absentee ballots. House Majority Leader Cherise Millett attributes both incumbents' headwind and the lowest ever turnout to the same factor, low oil prices that have hurt Alaska's economy and the state budget.
When you are in a deficit, I think people are, it's depressing. People want to get out and vote for, candidates that are upbeat, and it's hard to be upbeat in this environment.
A lack of highly competitive statewide races also contributed to the low turnout. Millett, who was unopposed, says it was a tough year to run for re-election.
People are looking for someone to blame for the falling oil prices, and, sitting legislator is, an easy target.
It's not yet clear how the primary will affect the balance of power in the legislature. But if the current totals hold up and Republicans continue to hold the majority, they will have to do so with 2 fewer Democrats joining them. That's because Bob Herron of Bethel was defeated by Zach Fansler, and Benjamin Nagiak of Barrow trails Dean Westlake of Kotzebue. Casey Reynolds edits the political blog The Midnight Sun. He says this year's special sessions kept incumbents in Juneau and away from their districts. With the apparent losses of Herron and Nagiak, he sees the chances of a bipartisan coalition increasing.
A bipartisan organization is more likely today than it was before the election. And the general election is going to be very important. I mean, it's really going to be the deciding factor on this one.
One Republican who showed a willingness to cross party lines lost. George Rauscher defeated Republican Representative Jim Culver in a district that sprawls from Valdez through parts of Palmer to Big Delta. Business groups targeted Culver after he voted to reduce oil and gas tax credits. Rauscher had said Culver was likely to join a bipartisan coalition with Democrats, but similar comments aimed at other candidates didn't succeed. In Palmer, Richard Best lost after making a similar charge against Delana Johnson, and Homer incumbent Paul Seaton won, despite, he says, being subjected to disturbing and unfounded charges.
The most negative campaign I've ever seen on the Lower Peninsula.
State Republican Party spokeswoman Suzanne Downing says the party has room for improvement in turning out voters in the November general election.
Every single district is, could improve their voter turnout. And I think we're, as a party, that we're going to work a lot harder on that for the general.
The only legislator who isn't a member of either caucus, Eagle River Republican Representative Laura Reinbold, was reelected. The House Republican Caucus expelled her in 2015 after she refused to support a caucus-backed budget. She says she wants to rejoin the caucus and work with them to set their principles for the next term.
And all as I'm asking is that we stick with those principles. And that's why it's really important, the team that we send down there. And we're just hoping that, we're lock and stick with, and make sure that we stand under the umbrella of our principles.
While most competitive races were in the House, the state's most expensive race was in an Anchorage Senate district, where Natasha von Imhoff defeated Representative Craig Johnson and Jeff Landfield. The State Division of Elections still has to count absentee and questioned ballots and won't certify the primary results for more than 2 weeks. With help from Ann Hillman in Anchorage and Shayla Farzan in Homer, I'm Andrew Kitchenman in Juneau.